Good afternoon, everybody. I'm David Soper with Wicked Local Marketing, and I am hosting Radio Entrepreneurs today. I am at the Plymouth Exchange here in downtown Plymouth, and I am with Regina Sylvia of the Whale and Dolphin Conservation. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got here, and how you became connected to the Whale and Dolphin Conservation.
So I was the kid who always took the Jacques Cousteau books out of the library.
Okay.
I was fascinated with whales my whole life. I got a degree in biology and then did an internship, and I recommend anybody interested in a field to do an internship to learn more about it. And then I never left.
Oh, wow.
And I started with the International Wildlife Coalition, which is a group that was based in Falmouth, and then it's 11 years ago now, the Whale and Dolphin Conservation opened up the North American office, and so I run their office here now.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do, your goals, and how you interact with other groups in across the country and across the world. It sounds like you're a global organization. So
we are a global organization, and our main office is in the UK, but we work we work globally, but the great thing about having the office here in Plymouth is that we can work nationally as well as regionally and locally. So we have a variety of programs that I think we're hopefully touching on all aspects of outreach and education as well as research and conservation. And so we have this amazing reach that I'm very thankful for. Our focus and our vision really is a world where every whale and dolphin is safe and free. And I think the significance of that is becoming more and more important as we're learning that whales play this incredibly important role in the ecosystem.
It's interesting. I mean, other than, you know, maybe when I was a kid, I heard that whales were endangered. You don't hear a lot of that now, and you just assume everybody's fine, and, you know, the dolphins are doing well, and the whales are coming back, and but yet somebody has to be at the helm and making sure that still happens. I imagine it's quite a big job internationally and globally, because there are other societies and you know, people in other countries that are not as thoughtful, I guess, or not as in tune with what and how important these creatures play in our lives.
Yeah, I think even here we don't really appreciate what the role that they play in our lives, and that's one of the things that we're really trying to explain to people is that whales basically are the gardeners of the ocean forests on which we depend. And so more than half of our oxygen comes from a small plant-like organism in the ocean called phytoplankton, and whales play this incredibly important role in literally fertilizing that and keeping it healthy, and that's the base of the food chain. So we need them. And I think from a global and a regional perspective, a lot of people think that whales are saved, and there's research that came out of the New Bedford Whaling Museum and NOAA last year that looked at more than or almost 3 million whales were hunted and killed just in the 20th century.
Wow.
So it's not necessarily just a thing of the past, and we have to really think about that. We have a critically endangered species off our coast here.
Oh, wow.
Right in Cape Cod Bay in Plymouth, North Atlantic right whales, and there's fewer than 500 of them left. You know, we have humpback whales here that are still struggling with issues from vessel strikes and entanglement. So there's certainly progress, but there's still a lot of work to do, and that incredibly important role they play in the ecosystem means that it's more and more important that we do that job.
So how do you get the message out to people? How do people really know? See, this is just from my basic science class, I understand, you know, the plankton issue, and, you know, and it kind of brings me back to, like, I don't know, fifth grade or sixth grade, and when we learn about this stuff. How do you get the message out to people and let the society at large come to realize how important all this stuff is? What, as an agency or a group, I shouldn't say agency, as an association, a group, how do you guys do that?
I think we do it in a variety of ways, and you giving me the opportunity here to talk about it is certainly one way. And so we're trying to hit a lot of different targets. We provided some support for a Chilean resolution at the International Whaling Commission to bring it to a global platform. We run a naturalist workshop, so we try and get it out to the whale watch communities. We talk to people locally where we can. We do school programs. We have a Skype in the classroom program. So we try really hard to get that message out in any number of ways that we can.
So tell us about the Skype program in the classroom. Does somebody like you just come in and do a virtual discussion? Not a virtual discussion, but an actual live presentation to a student?
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity, I think, for us to increase education. And Skype has set up this platform where you can virtually interact with a school anywhere in the world. And so we've been able to sit in our office here in Plymouth, but do education programs in Canada. And I know we've done them in a variety of places in the U.S., Canada, Colombia. I think the only one we had to turn down was in Thailand because we just couldn't get the time frame to work out for them in their school program.
Yeah,
but it's an amazing resource to be able to sit there and interact with students live all over the world, really.
So how long has that program been up and running?
A couple years now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. So your audience is vast and broad.
Yes.
And I'm sure you probably target schools and younger people, because if they're aware at an earlier age, they are going to be aware their whole adult age, and that's somebody that's going to be able to give to your group. So tell us, this brings us into funding, and tell us how you guys are funded and what's your main source of funding today.
So we're primarily funded in the U.S. office by a program we have called the Whale Adoption Program, where you can sponsor one of nine individually identified humpbacks that we know about. And so we can tell you if they had a calf or who they were seen with or what they were doing. So we can give you updates. And that's the primary source of our funding. We also have a number of foundations that support us, including the Jessica Ricos Foundation in Connecticut. Patagonia has been an amazing support for us for our Bright Whale program. So we do have that, and we have some corporate sponsorship as well. But really, it's individual donors and individuals who want to make a difference. And I think that there's lots of ways to do that. And one is to support a conservation group. You can write to your senator. You can, you know, use your voice in a lot of different ways and use your pocketbook. And that really does help.
Yeah, that's great. It's great that you're situated in a coastal community.
Yeah.
I imagine that's not always can be the case with these offices. So you've been here for 11 years now. Are you a native of Massachusetts?
I am.
Okay, so you're born and raised.
Yes.
Are you a person that lives in the general vicinity?
Yeah, so live in Plymouth, raise my kids in Plymouth, have my office in Plymouth. It's a beautiful community and amazing access to the Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary, which is just off the coast here, which is a seasonal feeding area. So it's a really opportunistic place to have our office.
So far is Stellwagen from here?
About 14 miles.
14 miles.
Yeah.
So how long by boat?
Depends on your boat.
If you get
our boat takes about, we're an hour and 15 minutes from the dock to the edge of the bank.
Okay, interesting. Do you promote tours or get people out there, or you just do research?
No, our work primarily on the boat is to do some education, to do some training. We have an international intern program, so we do a lot of our data collection training and education stuff from our boat.
So it's a quite a large vessel then?
A 48 foot.
Yeah, okay, that's quite large.
Yep. But we work with the whale watch communities. And so we work with the Hyannis Whale Watcher, the Captain Don boats here in Plymouth, Shearwater Excursions in Nantucket. So we provide them with interns, and we were able to do a lot of outreach with them. And we have a Whale Sense program. So it's a program where commercial whale watch boats voluntarily participate as an accreditation program. We do that with NOAA.
What is NOAA?
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Thank you.
So we work with the government in developing this program to help to increase responsible whale watching. And that program started here in Massachusetts with the Dolphin Fleet in Provincetown and the Hyannis Whale Watcher, and it's expanded now. So most companies on the East Coast participate, and we also have expanded it to Alaska.
Oh, cool. So do you work with Woods Hole or any other big organization?
I think it's one of the coolest things I think about this field of whales and dolphins is that everybody works with everybody.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, so we certainly have worked with them from everything from looking at entanglement to ship strike issues. And so we have great relationships with the Center for Coastal Studies and the International Fund for Animal Welfare, which are based on the Cape, and Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. So it's an amazing, amazing part of the world to live in to be able to do this work. There's phenomenal resources in the area.
Well, that's great. So if someone wanted to adopt a whale and be part of this, what would be the best way to reach you? If someone wanted to connect with you on the academic side through the Skype program, what would be the best way to reach you?
The easiest thing to do is to go to whales.org. It's whales.org, and you can reach us through that. contact@whales.org is our email. You can reach out to us there, and we love to hear from people. We just love to get the word out, and you know, our goal is not just to target any particular demographic. We want everybody in the world to know how whales are important, so happy to reach out to anyone.
Great, great. I'm David Soper with Radio Entrepreneur. I am also with my own company, Wicked Local Marketing. Today, we're at the Plymouth Exchange talking with Regina Sylvia, and she's talking about whales and dolphins and the exciting, just the exciting field of our environment around us and what we need to do to be better stewards. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.